Now we're talking to Auburn boys coach Troy Malone, and you've got your dream team nominees for this year. First, we'll start with the senior, Cole Larkins. Tell us a little bit about Cole and what he provided for your Pirates team this year.
Cole was an example of what hard work can do. You know, you see that quote that hard work can beat talent, talent doesn't work hard, and Cole has had both. He just set the tone. He worked hard. He's such an incredible kid. Just, I couldn't be more pleased with his effort.
Talk about the leadership role that Cole carried as a senior.
Cole was a leader by example, you know, and it goes with his hard work. He was, I can't explain that incredible work ethic that he has, and he would just every day show up and every day work hard. And that's what the other kids would see, and that's what they would follow. So it was just an incredible season to watch him do that. And it was hard for him because he was so used to playing a two spot. He would sprint down that floor in our transition and get to where he needed to be and be ready to shoot the three or drive. And then when our point guard moved away, he had to transition over to the point guard. I'd catch him sometimes wanting to run down the floor, but I'm like, you have to be the one to bring the ball down. You have to be the one to make those decisions now. And so he transitioned to that real well and didn't complain and just played hard and led us. It was phenomenal to watch him.
Okay, and your next Dream Team nominee is Kobe Gibson, a freshman. Talk about the talent he had as a freshman season and how he developed.
For Kobe, you know, he's a tall kid. He's about 6'3", 6'4". And so I knew that I wanted to play him on the outside a little bit, get him used to the perimeter. And then I'll transition him to the post. And he would play the high post for us when teams would try to zone us. And he'd move out to the perimeter and man-to-man stuff. And for him, it was just learning the pace of the game, how to be a varsity athlete, and he did that pretty well. You know, he led us in rebounding, and he led us in scoring actually. So, I just look for even better things from him in the future.
And as a coach, for you, it's got to be pretty exciting knowing that you're going to have him back next year after getting a lot of experience as a freshman. He'll continue to get better and improve and help your team.
He will. You know, just with. Just for time and coming in and messing around in the gym a little bit, and then summertime stuff will happen, and you know, there's potential to grow. You know, he may not be done, so it'll be interesting to see what he does in the future.